like teenagers change, like they change their ways, so it's not gonna be like everything correct.
Yeah.
Activity 5, what's the title of activity 5?
Making predictions and asking questions.
More time?
Making predictions and asking questions.
We talked about what predictions are, right? Making predictions, educated guess. You said that. Yeah. An educated guess about something based on the information that you have, however minimal. Directions are write the answers to the following questions. So I'm going to have you underline parts of these questions, and then I'll let you go. I'm going to give you about 3 minutes to answer these, so no more than a minute per question. And I'm going to have you, like I said, underline parts of it, so it'll help you out. Number one, what
argument
about social networking do you think you will
find
in Healy's article? Go ahead and underline arguments. Now, he's not going to write his arguments like, nuh-uh, because I said so. His arguments don't come across like that. Writers don't write like that. Writers just make claims. They claim that something is true, and then they follow it up with evidence. Number two, who is the
audience?
Underline it, audience, for the LA Times. If a reader of the LA Times decides to read this
article,
what will he or she want to find out? So you kind of have to put yourself in the shoes of the reader. Right? Number three, how will Healy try to
persuade?
Underline it. It's a lady, sorry. How will Healy try to persuade her readers that her claim about social media is right? A claim, we've talked a few times about a claim, is a key point that a writer wants her readers to believe. For example, Eric is a very nice young man. That's a claim, right? People are going to be like, prove it. And then it's have to say, well, on this date I heard him say please. He always helps his neighbors pick up his garbage at the end of the day. Blah, blah. That's my evidence, right? That supports my claim that he is a nice young man. Number four, turn the title of Social Media Butterflies into a question. So I want you to underline question. Good, you're hard to think of it. Underline question. The trick is you can't use the word butterflies. And when you read the article, think about the
word.
And when you're finished reading, write down your answers. You're not going to do that second part right now. You're only going to do the first part. This is tricky. Again, you're going to turn that whole title, Teenage Social Media Butterflies May Not Be Such a Bad Idea, into a question. You can't use butterflies. Okay? Do we have questions on any of these? We're ready to go? Again, I'm not going to give you any more than a minute per question. So probably around between 3 and 4 minutes to answer these. On your own, not with your group. Okay? All right, get going. Activity 6A. Okay, good. This next part is what the context is, the vocabulary and context that you're going to do. It says, write a definition in your own for each of the words in bold in the following sentences from this article. Okay, Healy's. Social media butterflies. Use the clues in the sentence to figure out the meaning of the words. So you've done this a million times before. This might be a little bit different. They give you the sentence and they give you the context clue. They're actually stepping it out for you. They're doing this so they'll maybe help you think through how to find something in context, right? I don't want these definitions in dictionary form like this. I want them in your words. So in your language. No, not Spanish English. We talked about this, right? Language of disciplines. It's different. I want it in how you would speak. If you were to put together something and to explain, like me, right? I don't get up. I'm not a robot. I don't get up and say, welcome to class. Today we are doing, right? I think of my own words and how I would say it. And that's what comes across. And so that would be my language, right? Is how I articulate the words to get them to you guys. So you're going to articulate these the way that you might explain to somebody. Say you're explaining to like a friend or your mama or a teacher or whoever, your classmate. How would you describe it? Okay? If you finish through these, which some of you guys might, this is your exit price. If you finish through these, I would start marking the text of the article. That's what we'll start with tomorrow. Okay? Otherwise, your exit price is to get this, the rest of these things done. And there's